We're doing Gemara Berachot. We're up to Chaf Bet Amud Bet, the fourth line, Mechdi. What we had seen is that Ezra institutionalized going to mikvah for learning Torah, making sure that one is pure from Tumas Keri. We had seen a machlokes, whether this is applicable to everyone or once a person is ill, then maybe he could use a vessel that holds 9 kav and pour that on himself. The Gemara had brought a machlokes. Does anyone who's ill get to use this vessel instead of going to mikvah? Maybe someone who is not ill, but he saw Keri Baal Korcho, it just happened, he didn't mean for it to happen. Maybe he's also allowed to use that vessel, or maybe no, only someone who's sick, plus it happened Baal Korcho, only he's allowed to use that vessel. Different opinions in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, okay, if you have all these opinions, Mechdi, let's analyze this. Kulu amorai v'tanai b'dezra kamiflig. Everyone here is arguing about Ezra, because it's all Ezra's institution. V'nechzi Ezra echi tikin. So why don't we just look, where did Ezra institute the tevilah? Where did he institute using a vessel? So that's a funny question. Why don't we ask that everywhere? Says Tosfos, v'arbim komot gavei shal takanot lo parich gemara hachi. You find many other takanos, the Gemara doesn't ask, well, let's go to the records, let's find out, where did he do it? Tosfos says, this is different, it's relevant every day. Do you go to mikveh? Don't you go to mikveh? Do you use a vessel? Don't use a vessel? Okay, so if it's something that's commonplace, then you just say, okay, let's verify what's going on here. That's Tosfos' answer. Okay. Amar Abaye, Ezra tiken lebari amargil 40 se'am. Ubari leonso 9 kabin. Abaye says, well, when Ezra instituted it, he said, if you're healthy and the person willfully became a Baal Keri, so then okay, you're entitled to do that. That's fine. Maybe even it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So, b'seder, but go to mikveh, you need 40 se'am. And Ezra then added another clause. He said, what happens if a person's healthy, but he didn't mean to become a Baal Keri? He had an emission, it wasn't on purpose. So then he doesn't have to schlep out to the mikveh, he could just pour 9 kav on himself. That amorai, and then amoroim came, I don't know where they came from. Vepligi, so then they argued, v'chole, how do you treat someone who's ill? One opinion, one rabbi held, well, it's the same thing. If a guy wants to use the excuse that he's sick, well, then we just say, wait a second, did you become a Baal Keri on purpose? So don't tell me you're sick. You're just like a regular person. Go to mikveh. If it happened against your will, it was an onus. So then, okay, you're like a regular person. You could use tisha kabin. Why should we make an exception just because a person's sick? If he's well enough to become a Baal Keri of his own volition, so then he's also, let him go to mikvah. That's one opinion in the Amoraim. Umal sabah chola margil kebrilon so. And the other opinion says, no. If he's ill, so even though he became Baal Keri at will, but nonetheless, we give him the leniency, just like someone who had it happen as an onus. V'cholelon so patur miklum. And if someone is ill, and then he becomes a Baal Keri through an onus, and then he doesn't have to do anything. Okay, so that's Abaye's answer. Amar Rava, so now his contemporary Rava says, Nei detiken ezrat tevila, netina mitiken. Rava says, wait a second. What do you mean? Rava, Ezra instituted immersion in a mikvah. Did he ever institute this whole concept of pouring water from a vessel? We have the quote, Ezra instituted tvila for Baal Keri. That's the quote. That's the tradition you have. If you want to check the history books, that's what it says. How do you come off saying that he instituted other things? It doesn't say that anywhere. You have Tanam and Amoran discussing what you do about an ones and a holy, but no one says anything about Ezra instituting a kli. So Rava says no. And this is a classical argument between Abaye and Rava. You'll find many arguments that take on this framework. That Abaye will say one pshat, and Rava will say, wait a second, but what does it say? Let's hear Rava out. Ela. Ela always means but. I'm not saying what you said. I'm going to say something else. Amar Rava. Ezra tiken tvila lebrei amargil arbeim sa. Ezra's institution was the following. A healthy person that has healthy intimacy with his wife. It's all planned. It's all intentional and he's healthy. Go to mikveh. End of story. That's all Ezra said. He didn't say anything about someone that has an onus. He didn't say anything about someone that's sick. He didn't. He made an institution for someone who's healthy that became a Baal Keri at will. Fine. This is what he does. The Atu Rabbanan, and then it was a new institution. It was an expansion of his institution. Ve'etkinu, and then the rabbi said, Le'barilo, and so what happens if someone's healthy and it happens as an ones? Well, Ezra didn't make a takana for that. That's not Ezra's takana. The rabbi said, if a healthy person has an ones, then let him go to Tisha Kav and let him pour 9 kav worth of water. Vatu amurai vekamiflegi. And then later amuraim come and argue bechole. How do you treat an ill person? One opinion says, well, a person who's ill, we treat him the same as a person who's healthy. And the other opinion says, no. A healthy person who did it at will, so he goes to mikveh. So a sick person who did it at will, he's like a healthy person that had an onus. 9 kav, he falls under the rabbinic institution, doesn't fall under Ezra's institution altogether. But if he was ill and it happened as an onus, he doesn't have to do anything. If a person did it of his own volition, so then I don't care if he's healthy or sick, he's got to go to mikvah. And if a person was healthy and it happened as an ones, then he uses a vessel of 9 kav. But if he was ill and it happened as an ones, then he's scot-free, he doesn't have to do anything. So this leads us to a huge machlokas rishonim. What's going on here? The Gemara said in Amud Aleph, you don't need to tovel altogether. What's Rava telling me halacha? What did the Gemara say in the Amud Aleph? It said, everyone has the minhag like these three elders that you don't need tefillah for Baal Keri altogether. So what's Rava telling me halacha? So some Rishonim say, you see, Rava told you halacha, it means it's back at play. You got to go to mikvah. Other Rishonim say, no, Rava was telling you, if you want to be a chassid, you want to fulfill that takana. The takana wasn't uprooted. The minig is that you don't do it. That minig has halachic validity. You don't have to go to mikvah. Fine. But if you want to, so then what's a fulfillment of the takana? From here you see, from Rava you see, that we are still interested in what the takana is. Some takanas are non-existent. Some takanas were abolished. The rabbi said, they're no longer relevant. Goodbye, do what you want. Initially, the rabbi said, Muktzeh, you're not allowed to use a fork on Shabbos. No forks or knives. Then the rabbi said you could use forks and knives. So along will come some klutz and say, I don't use a fork and knife on Shabbos. I want to be extra pious. We tell them, you're cuckoo. Go use your fork and knife. The rabbi said there's no such institution anymore. But here, the Gemara didn't say there's no such institution. What did the Gemara say? No hogalma. The minig is that you don't toivel anymore. And that minig has halachic validity. What about the takana? Did it vanish into thin air? No, that's what Rav is telling you. You want to know the halacha? You want to know where the takana stands? The halacha is you don't have to toivel. But if you want to toivel, what was the original institution? This is what you should do. Now this is relevant to Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Brura brings. You want to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, if you can go to mikveh, it's a very nice thing. You can't go to mikveh, at least pour a tisha kabin on you. Okay? It's a lot of water. Over 200 eggs worth of water, the volume of over 200 eggs. Got to figure out how much that is. And there's a famous Rambam. Someone sent him a letter. How could you write that you don't need to toivel? What kind of person you think you are? So the Rambam says, I bring his testimony upon me. Anyone that knows wouldn't say what you're saying about me. I never said I don't toivel in the mikvah. I do toivel in the mikvah unless I'm sick or it's very, very cold. But if everything is normal, I go to mikvah. Because it is a Midas Chasidus, but I wrote a book of Halacha, not Chasidus. In the Halacha, you don't have to go. That's the Halacha. So in my Halachic work, I write that. Don't get all upset at me, because it's an Halachic work. You write Halacha. The Halacha is you don't have to. Ah, you'll ask me, do I? Who gave you a right to say I don't just because I wrote an Halachic work that you don't have to? It's true. Halachically, you don't have to, but I do it, because there is such a Midas Chasidus. A famous letter of the Rambam that way. No, but it's quoted, if I'm not mistaken, in the Beis Yosef or in the Nosek Yelam on the Rambam right here.